Hey there, amazing humans. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. You know that feeling when your kid goes from 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds flat, right? Like, 1 minute they are building a Lego masterpiece, the next they are wailing over a missing crayon. We've all been there, trust me. Today, we're diving deep into how to manage meltdowns with ease because, believe it or not, those moments can actually be opportunities for growth, both for our little ones and for us. Okay, let's get real for a second. Raising kids is awesome, but it's also exhausting, right? Sometimes it feels like we're just surviving on coffee and sheer willpower. And when a meltdown hits, it can feel like the world is ending. But here's the thing. Meltdowns are normal. They're a natural part of development, especially for toddlers and preschoolers who are still learning to regulate their emotions. It doesn't mean you're failing as a parent, it just means you've got a little human who needs some extra support. Now let's talk about some key takeaways that can seriously help you navigate those meltdown moments with grace. First off, remember that deep breaths are your superpower. Seriously. When you feel your own stress levels rising because, trust me, it happens. Take a few slow, deep breaths. It might sound cliche, but it truly helps to calm your nervous system and allows you to respond instead of react. Think of it like this. You're modeling healthy coping mechanisms for your child. Next up, try to identify the trigger. Is your little one overtired? Hungry? Feeling frustrated because they can't build that tower just right? Understanding the root cause can help you address the situation more effectively. Maybe they need a snack, a nap, or simply some time to calm down. Sometimes, all it takes is a few minutes of quiet space and a reassuring hug. Another tip. Validate your child's feelings. Let them know that their emotions are valid, even if their behavior seems over the top. Saying things like, I know you're feeling really frustrated right now, can make a huge difference. It shows them that you understand what they're going through and that their feelings are important to you. Now here's the thing about discipline. It doesn't always have to be punishment. When your child is in the midst of a meltdown, focusing on consequences might not be the most effective approach. Instead, try redirecting their attention. Maybe suggest a different activity, offer them a choice like, would you like to build with blocks or read a book? Or simply take a break together. And finally, remember that self-care is non-negotiable. We can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're taking time for yourself to recharge and de-stress. When you feel your best, you're better equipped to handle those challenging moments with patience and grace. Ever had one of those days where it feels like a constant battle against tantrums? Picture this. You're making breakfast, trying to get everyone dressed, and your little one decides that their favorite shirt suddenly doesn't fit right. Cue the meltdown. Tears screaming. The whole nine yards. Sound familiar? Here's what you can do in those moments. First, remember to breathe deep breaths for you, maybe a calming song for them. Acknowledge their frustration. I know that shirt feels scratchy and it's making you upset. Instead of forcing the issue, offer alternatives. Would you like to wear this different shirt, or maybe we can try putting a sweater over it? Give them choices, even small ones, so they feel a sense of control. Remember, it's not about winning or losing, it's about helping your child navigate their emotions and finding a solution that works for everyone. So, let's recap. Dealing with meltdowns doesn't have to be a stressful ordeal. When you approach these moments with patience, understanding, and a dash of humor, because sometimes laughter is the best medicine, you can actually turn them into valuable learning experiences. Remember those deep breaths, identify the triggers, validate their feelings, redirect their attention, and always prioritize self-care. Remember, amazing mamas and papas, you're doing an incredible job. You don't have to be perfect, just keep showing up for your little ones with love, patience, and a whole lot of grace. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use some extra support. And don't forget to leave us a review and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay positive, keep growing, and remember those meltdowns are just tiny steps on the journey of parenthood.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.